Disc 3. Chapter 6. Mayor Hardin chewed at the end of his cigar. It had gone out, but he was past noticing that. He hadn't slept the night before, and he had a good idea that he wouldn't sleep this coming night. His eyes showed it. He said wearily, "And that covers it?" "I think so." Johann Lee put a hand to his chin. "How does it sound?" "Not too bad." "It's got to be done, you understand, with impudence. That is, there is to be no hesitation, no time to allow them to grasp the situation. Once we are in a position to give orders, why, give them as though you were born to do so, and they'll obey out of habit. That's the essence of a coup." "If the board remains irresolute for even the board, count them out. After tomorrow, their importance as a factor in Terminus affairs won't matter a rusty half credit." Lee nodded slowly. "Yet it is strange that they've done nothing to stop us so far. You say they weren't entirely in the dark." "Farah stumbles at the edges of the problem. Sometimes he makes me nervous. And Peren's been suspicious of me since I was elected. But you see, they never had the capacity of really understanding what was up. Their whole training has been authoritarian. They are sure that the Emperor, just because he is the Emperor, is all-powerful. And they are sure that the Board of Trustees, simply because it is the Board of Trustees acting in the name of the Emperor, cannot be in a position where it does not give the orders. That incapacity to recognize the possibility of revolt is our best ally." He heaved out of his chair and went to the water cooler. "They're not bad fellows, Lee, when they stick to their encyclopedia. And we'll see that that's where they stick in the future. They're hopelessly incompetent when it comes to ruling Terminus. Go away now and start things rolling. I want to be alone." He sat down on the corner of his desk and stared at the cup of water. Space. If only he were as confident as he pretended. The Anacreonians were landing in 2 days, and what had he to go on but a set of notions and half-guesses as to what Harry Seldon had been driving at these past 50 years? He wasn't even a real, honest-to-goodness psychologist. Just a fumbler with a little training trying to outguess the greatest mind of the age. If Farah were right, if Anacreon were all the problem Harry Seldon had foreseen, if the encyclopedia were all he was interested in preserving, then what price coup d'etat? He shrugged and drank his water.